The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, planet people. This is Kev Energy on the show Heaps More Energy, where solar is made simple. This show has been brought to you by Heaps More Energy New Zealand for solar monitoring services. The show is predicated on the responsibilities and rights inherent in us all to take part in the conversation and not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. On the show, we always cover energy efficiency, how to fix climate change, and in fact, it's down to us. What can each of us do day to day? So joining us is Barbara Lavanda. Is that pronounced correctly, Barbara?
Lavanda.
Lavanda.
Yes, well, kia ora, Kevin. Kia ora to everybody. So we've been really, here in Tasman, we've been turning both data and insights into real community type of action. And if we were to start with energy efficiency, like you said, the data actually shows that energy costs and power reliability are a big concern locally, especially after the major storms that we had. So we are at the moment investing in 10 community facilities across the district that will soon have solar panels and battery storage,
wow,
which are co-founded by the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Authority.
Yep.
So it's an investment of $825,000, with the Conservation Authority contributing to $660,000, mm-hmm, and council and partners the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm,
many of these sites includes both the MRI, several community halls, schools, and they double as civil defense centers.
Right.
So the backup power means really that they can keep the lights on when the grid goes down. And mm-hmm, during the last storms, we saw how hard power outages really hit our families.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the solar battery type of system will keep the community hopefully more safe. We will have warm hubs with power, Wi-Fi connections, and connection and social connection as well.
Right.
So the plan is that the installation will start later this year,
mm-hmm,
and by June 2026, Tasman will have a district-wide network of energy resilience centers.
Right. Okay, this is fascinating because part of the conundrum we face as human beings is that it's when we're at the bottom of the cliff that things start happening. And I'm going to be devil's advocate here. As a consultant to Tasman District Council, we have been involved in putting together this solar showcasing that everybody can see by going on the TDC website. Simply go our solar generation. And TDC has been doing this for nearly 3.5 years now. And my consultancy helps in maintaining the showcasing scenario. So in a manner of speaking, in the best way possible, the 1 in 100 event on the 1 month and then a week later, the 1 in 75 year event has produced a good result. It's the silver line. Every cloud is a silver lining. So congratulations to TDC. And for those of us who get rates notices, you'll see in the news line of the 3rd of October exactly what Barbara has alluded to, in addition to what TDC have got going at the moment. So congratulations to TDC. It's going to be a major development, and we look forward to being part of that as the monitoring side. So can you share with us about the EECA, that's Energy Efficiency Climate Action, is providing like $600,000 of the funding, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And then TDC is doing the balance. So that'll start in about end of the year, will it do?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to start work later this year.
Yeah.
We have selected the 10 sites. Clearly, we have been awarded this contract and we're very excited about it. We got schools, like I mentioned. We got MRI, we got 2 hour MRIs, which,
yep,
we're extremely, yep, proud of as well, clearly, because MRI do function as the disaster hub type of hubs, and in time we would like to see that more and more and more, so the community comes together in moments of challenge as well.
Yeah.
And the project is planned to be completed by the end of 2026.
Okay, wonderful. I'm going to quote here from an article, Ruben Tucker, who is Westpac NZ Managing Director of Institutional and Business Banking, said about solar. There's a sunny outlook for solar here, if the conditions are right. And he went on to say, solar is the key in helping meet that demand. It has zero emissions from generation, low operating costs, comes in many different configurations, and is getting cheaper all the time. He also said it helps to make communities more resilient to natural disasters and offers co-investment opportunities for landowners and businesses, including Maori. So it's fascinating. Our history is coming to the fore and doing exactly what we need to do, and that is capture the sun and make it available to everyone. So congratulations, DDC, and to you, Barbara, and your connections. Now, the other part of it is, in winter, it's nice to be warm and healthy in your own home. And I'm going to steal the limelight a little bit here because I am one of the beneficiaries of that. And for Motuakans, we are in a zone where the WECA will fund up to 90% if you're a complying home of your healthier home. So Barbara can give us that run through. So Barbara, please tell us the great news.
Right. So as you were mentioning, really, energy is at the heart of our action.
Yep.
The climate action that we're doing, and we're using the data from tool like the one that you have and all that from in our action plan.
Yep.
You know, and mm-hmm. we're using as well the feedback from the community really to identify where we can make biggest impact. And one of these opportunity has presented itself with partnership with different groups,
right,
around the doing some work again with the Energy Conservation Authority.
Yeah.
and get some funding working alongside the authority to provide, so that they provide subsidies to,
yeah,
retrofit insulation for free or low cost into households, into homes that qualify to the requirements,
yeah,
across all of the top of the South Island. So
yeah,
all of our district is eligible to this.
Oh, well, fantastic.
And the benefits are incredible. So you have a warm, dry, healthy home that clearly has got proven facts of being or providing health benefits for all of us.
Yeah.
And with some good insulation, you know, we use less wood if we have a wood burner,
yep,
which clearly results as well as a better air quality outcome.
Correct.
And so that to qualify for the subsidy, there are three main requirements.
Mm-hmm.
You need to own and live in a home which has been built prior to 2008.
Okay.
You need to have a community services card or a super gold card combo.
Yeah.
Or you need to live in a low income area. And there are key locations in Tasman include parts of Richmond, Motueka, Tapawera, Golden Bay, and we are aware of the fact that there are a number of homes in our district that are eligible for such a subsidy or such a retrofit the homes. And so that we really would like to invite the community to confirm, just pick up the phone, confirm your eligibility to these grants, and please do contact the insulation installer, which is the name of is Absolute Energy, on the following number. It's 0800-423-454, or just visit Absolute Energy website for further information. If you have still some questions, you're very welcome to call our service department and we will assist you in any way to see whether you're eligible to secure such a subsidy.
Yeah. Iona Dubrovnik, if I pronounce her name correctly, she's your Warmer Healthy advisor. And I went through a company called Insulation Grants, and they came up with a solution with our heat pump as well. So there are a number of alternatives, but go through the TDC service centre and get the lowdown. I am enjoying the following. I've got a warmer home early in the day. It stays warmer for longer. We've had to stop. We stopped making our fires about 3 weeks ago, and together with our HRV system, we're in an absolute. It's like being in heaven. So congratulations on that, and really Tasmanian residents, as in Tasman District, get on the phone. It's available. I paid $500 out of the $5,000 installation, and it's added immeasurable value to my home. So congratulations again to TDC. There's a lot of drum rolls here today. Moving right along, Barbara, can we talk about the power price conundrum? Because it's all good and well having all these wonderful things happening, but how do we get to the energy efficiency and the price power conundrum to be solved?
Yeah, that's a very, very important question that you just made, and we all are very much aware of the high cost of energy, especially at the moment, which is giving no indication of going down anytime soon. Yeah. What certainly we need to start doing practical type of steps in order, small actions that really then allow us to save on our consumption.
Yeah.
And our bills as well. So, one of them is what we discussed a minute ago about, the warmer, healthier homes. Mm. If you have a more energy smart, if you're much more energy smart at home, you can do a lot of different savings. You can turn your appliances off the wall, mm-hmm. use LED bulbs, check if you qualify for the free installation, like we just said a minute ago. And, as well, look at other options as well, look at travel options as well, use other ways of walking, biking, catch the bus. We've got amazing bus system now that has been deployed across the district, carpool with people if you can, when you can. And that just, not only saves energy, fuel, but it saves money and emissions as well. So and then probably one of the small actions that we can really, really all do is, let's stay connected, let's keep on talking to each other, let's share energy savings tips like the one that you just gave a moment ago and your experience. Mm-hmm. Let's exchange experience. The more we know, the more we can make informed type of decisions. And actually, we really, in Tasman, we're really looking forward to walk our walk.
Exactly.
And get as many people involved in this kind of initiatives.
Yeah. So just a bit of a wrap up here. Time-wise, we've got the old tyranny of time. So we can fixing climate change locally is to be energy smart at home. Even look at the HRV type systems, which is a whole house energy change. I do it at the cost of a light bulb, so that's really cool. Travel light, stay connected. And just for the listeners, what three simple things can we do as a wrap-up, please, Barbara?
Yeah, just I guess that as a wrap-up, let's get a little bit smarter altogether. Like I said, we cannot fix climate change alone. So we need to actually work together, like I mentioned before, and we need to really share data, offer insights, share information, co-design action that are suitable with our communities, like the example of the solar panels and battery storage that we put across the district under the co-funding of the Conservation Authority. Mm. And then build a momentum that lasts. That's the most important thing. Yeah. Once we really start doing things, one thing will just get better and better.
Absolutely.
And the message that I would like to give to everybody is, we're here, our doors are open, you know, and Tasman, we may be small, but let's not forget that we're the biggest region around, but we do have a big heart, and that's the big heart that we really have, especially here in Tasman, this beautiful part of the world, that's our renewable energy source. So let's really do the best out of that.
So Barbara, thank you very much, and we'll get back to you in sometime in the future, if we may.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Goodbye, everybody.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.